We begin today in Sydney, where air quality levels are 10 times worse than some of the most polluted cities in the world today, as fires continue to burn across the state. People with respiratory conditions are being warned to shut the windows and stay inside until conditions ease tonight. But the relief will be short-lived, as the fire threat worsens again in Queensland and New South Wales, and South Australians brace for catastrophic fire conditions tomorrow. Isabel Rowe reports.
It's travelled that far
down. Smell is. Sydney's world-famous opera house doesn't look like it does on the postcards today. Instead, its famous sails are masked in a haze of thick smoke.
Yeah, last night I was woken up by the smell that I actually said to my husband, I feel like our chargers are melting. But it was a burning smell. So this is not normal.
That's not normal, no.
Oh, wow. I smell it.
The smoke choked cruise ship passengers as they disembarked at Sydney Harbour.
We smelt it in the cabin, I did, coming in around the heads area. I have had a sneezing attack inside.
Yeah, that's how thick it was. It looked like fog to me, but it's obviously smoke.
You can put up with it when you consider what the country is going through.
It's been a week since New South Wales experienced a day of catastrophic fire conditions, sparking more than 80 bushfires, most of which are still burning. This morning, the state's health department pushed Sydney's air quality levels to hazardous. In Rouse Hill in Western Sydney, it's 10 times the level considered hazardous. Jeff Williams runs a cafe there.
Well, it is not real good. It sort of stings your eyes outside here. Just looking down the hill, I can see it's like it's just fog. Probably the worst it's been out here.
New South Wales Deputy Director of Environmental Health, Dr. Richard Broome, is warning people to stay inside.
When it is smoky, it's really important that people avoid outdoor physical activity as much as possible. And if the smoke's as thick as it is at the moment, it may actually be a good idea to try and stay indoors as much as you can to keep out of it. At the moment in Richmond, I think the levels are around about 75 micrograms per metre cubed, which would be higher than Beijing on average, but that's only for a day or two.
Bureau of Meteorology forecaster Gabrielle Woodhouse says the smoke blanketing Greater Sydney is coming from one fire in particular.
There has been some smoke haze that has been drawn south with the northerly winds yesterday from fire grounds through the mid-north coast, but there is also quite a large fire called Gosser's Mountain that's just sort of to the northwest of the Greater Sydney area, and smoke from that fire ground has been permeating through the Sydney area.
The New South Wales Rural Fire Service is still struggling to contain dozens of fires, and Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons is preparing for another challenging day as temperatures rise and winds change.
Throughout the day, we're going to have a real mix across all these fire grounds, everything from northerly to easterly to westerly to southwesterly.
It's a similar situation in Queensland. Erratic winds and hot, dry conditions are fueling a blaze on the Darling Downs west of Brisbane, which tripled in size over the weekend and is still threatening homes. It's one of about 70 fires burning in the state. Tomorrow, focus will shift to potentially catastrophic conditions in South Australia as a warm mass of air shifts from the west.
Isabel Rowe with that report.